Hello, my name is Kanwaljit Kaur. Today I will talk about the acculturation. What is acculturation? What is acculturation stress? And what is the identity from the social and individual perspective? Firstly, I will talk about the acculturation and the concept of the acculturation. According to the Sonko, acculturation is a process in which an individual adopts, acquires, and adjusts to a new cultural environment. They try to adopt the norms and tradition of new culture, but still holding their original culture, values and traditions. According to one UK essay, the concept of acculturation published in UK in November 2018, there are four acculturation attitudes. Number one, integration. It means immigrants accepting the new culture but having close ties with their original culture. These immigrants follow and even use the local customs without using their bonds and their own traditions. Number two is assimilation. It occurs when immigrants totally adopts the local culture and avoid or reject their own culture. Third one is separation. According to the UK essay, it means that immigrants refuse to adopt the new culture and live according to their own culture, beliefs and traditions. Number four is marginalization. It occurs when immigrant does not feel comfortable with new and their own culture. They reject to follow both of them. Now, the next I will talk about what is acculturation stress. It refers to the stress response of immigrants in response to their experience of acculturation, that is, occurrence of physical and psychological changes while adjusting in new environment. Now, what is the identity from social perspective? It means how much a person is socialized in his society and how easily he gets mixed with others. What is his status in the society? The individual perspective is, it is the individual experience, self-confidence and inner voices that makes a person person, means how person faces the problems and troubles. I interview two person. My first interview is from India and she moved to Canada in 2012. Now she is citizen over here and she is staying from 7 years. She has a good friend circle over here. Her friends are Indian, Philippines and white people. She usually visits their homes and loves to watch their cultural shows organized by them. She had learned many cooking recipes from them and she likes to make this cuisine on the special occasion like on Christmas, Mother's Day and Father's Day. But during the Indian festival, she always cooks Indian food in her home. She speaks English over here and she is very fluent in English, but her native language is Punjabi and she feels comfortable while speaking Punjabi. She visits church with her friends and enjoys holy songs over there, but she feels relaxed when she visits temple. So according to me, she is integrated because she had adopted the new culture, but still she is connected with her original culture. Because she enjoy over here, so she is having no acculturation stress. From the social perspective, she is very social and easily mixed with the people. She likes to make friends over here. From the individual perspective, now she is having a great self-confidence to understand and deal with the problems over here. She also presents her opinion in every conversation. If we talk about the clothes, she told me that she comfortable either in Western dress or in Indian dresses. The dresses are doesn't matter for her. So according to me, she has adopted the Canadian environment, but she is having a strong bond with her own environment, own culture. My second interview is also an Indian girl and she came over here 7 months ago. She is facing many challenges these days. Language barrier is the biggest challenge. She feels physically sick because of the climate change. Also, she feels mentally tired because of the homesickness and the pressure of work and studies. So according to me, she is facing acculturation stress. Moreover, she is not adopting this new culture and lives according to their own culture. Like, she cooks Indian food, visits temples, and she is making Indian friends. She loves to wear her traditional dresses. So I think she is the separation attitude that she is refusing new culture and live according to her own culture. From the social perspective, she feels hesitant while talking with others. In her back home, she was RN and was having a good identity in her ethnic group. Here, she feels isolated. Individually, she is not having much confidence to deal with problems. She is unable to keep and present her own opinion in the new environment. Thank you.